I would always have been tinkering around in farms and that, because my uncles and that, and my parents, my father had a farm and that. So I would have been tinkering around in farms when I was younger, and would always have been interested in the machinery and that, you know. So then, like, as things modernise, you kind of hanker back for the older, you know, the more simpler machines. Like some of the tractors now today, if you go to the agricultural shows, all the tractors will sing and dance for you, you know, whereas long ago, basically you had to do, they'll pull whatever, but you had to set them up and all of that. But there's all computers now and all of that in the modern tractors, and it's a totally different.
And they're not real farmers at all, are they?
No, well, we won't say too much on that.
Let's not create World War III.
Exactly. But the old machinery and the old tractors and that, and of course the modern day tractors are built because they're a refinement of the tractors. You know, the real developers would have been the likes of Henry Ford and Ferguson and all of that, who had nothing to start with. And they came up with the idea of putting petrol into a small little tube and compressing it, and it would explode and cause an exchange of energy.
A reaction
and an exchange of energy. And it was from that the internal combustion engine was designed in that. Now, whoever thought that if you put take oil out of the ground, refine it, put it into a small tube and compress it, that would cause an explosion, would cause a reaction. Whoever thought of that first is the real genius. The modern man is only refining all of that, do you know?
Yeah. And now, there's another kind of combustion that takes place, so I'm told. There are a lot of these vintage clubs that have been set up right around the country, and Cork is huge for it.
Yes.
And I'm told that almost on a weekly basis, if not twice a week, all these gentlemen and ladies get into their vintage cars or whatever they have.
Cars, tractors,
and
motorbikes.
Tractors, motorbikes, or yep. Whatever, you know, and they head off on a little jaunt, and there could be a lot of combustion had inside in the local pub afterwards. And
That's a possibility too, yeah. But of course,
there's a great social side.
Very much a social side. Now, of course, nobody condones drink driving or anything like that, but there would be a social side too.
Of course,
To the vintage scene and that. People will go to, they'll have their own shows, their favourite shows to go to and that, where they'll meet their friends who they may not have met since the previous year's show was on in that particular town or you know,
or village
or wherever.
Yeah.
You know, as you say, up and down the country, there's vintage shows and fun days and that happening all the time. And some people will go to this one and others people will go to that one. But everybody will be meeting everybody at some point across the year.
So it's a great, you know, social gathering.
It is. It's a great sociability element to the whole thing, you know.
Now, so, you're actually here today, Liam, to talk about, obviously, the Vintage Club, but something that you've organised in Farrell Summerfield on Sunday, August 12th. It's a vintage fun day.
That's right.
And you're supporting ARC Cancer Support House here in Youghal.
Here in Youghal, we are indeed. Now, we've run the vintage fun day for the last 20 odd years, maybe longer. And each year we pick a charity. We would have raised well in excess of $250,000 over those years for different charities, Marymount, Cystic Fibrosis Ireland, Diabetic Association. So now, in the good days, we would have had huge amounts of money raised. In the more recent times, it's been a little bit more difficult to raise a few bob, but we still raised a few bob. And we pick a charity each year. And this year, our charity is Cork ARC Cancer Support House here in Youghal, serving East Cork and West Waterford.
That's fantastic.
So we hope to be able to help them out in developing their services to the community and that, you know.
I think everybody here in Youghal, everybody in East Cork, West Waterford, they're very aware of the services that ARC House provide.
Yeah.
but they need the funding to do it. And it's people like yourself and those involved in the All Vintage Club. You know, we had the Homebirds Music Festival recently,
yes,
where we teamed up, and, you know, they were beneficiaries of that as well.
Yeah.
But I suppose people don't realise where the money goes until something like cancer comes knocking on their door.
Yeah.
And then they realise.
And unfortunately, I'd say there's no family in this area that hasn't at some stage been, that cancer hasn't knocked on their door. Unfortunately, it's something that we're all very much aware of, you know, that and to have support for that, for the family and for the person themselves,
is
very, very important.
Now,
you know,
looking at your poster, it says that all tractors, all cars and motorbikes are welcome. I presume the owners of same are welcome as well.
Indeed. We hope that the tractors and the bikes bring at least one owner with them, or at least one person.
And there's fun for all the family as well.
And there's fun for all the family. We're having a fancy dress competition out there, best dressed lady. We're having a children's painting competition, or colouring competition. We're having the all the swings and roundabouts for the fair.
Everything is associated with a fun fair.
Fun fair, yeah basically. This year as well, we're delighted to be joined by Fun Dog Shows Cork, who are going to run a dog show on the day, and again that will be for the benefit of Cork Ark House here in Youghal.
Yeah, but your dog doesn't have to be of a certain vintage, does it?
No. The dog can be. There'll be six different classes: large, small, and medium. The adult handler and the child handler, and then we'll have the sixth class is the dog that the judge would most like to take home.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
all
that's
right,
the sixth class. So, anyway, that's
there could be a competition as well for the tractor that you'd most want to take home too. You know?
Well, that's a possibility, but I don't know, the owners of the tractors mightn't be too happy about that one.
But, you know, you've selected a fine spot in Farrell Summerfield because they have such a vast area where people can come and exhibit their cars and their motorbikes and their tractors and all that.
That's right.
I just want to mention as well that your annual social is taking place in Europe.
Annual social is taking place in the Walter Raleigh Hotel. Gina and the Champions will be playing at that. That's on the 15th of December.
That's right. Yeah.
And we're looking forward to that as well. We'd like also, while I'm here, just to mention all of our supporters, the likes of Michael Farrell and Walter Alley and all the other businesses and that around the town. And we'll have a full list on the field on the day. And we would ask people to support those who have supported us. You know, it's very, very important to support local industry and local business. That's what keeps the whole thing ticking over, you know. So we'd like to thank all of our supporters here locally, and we'd ask those out there to support our supporters.
Well said. Know? And look, as you say, people are always very generous and they're always very supportive.
They are indeed.
But if you want a great day out with fantastic people, Sunday, August 12th, 2018, over at Farrell Summerfield Bar in Youghal, the annual Vintage Fun Day for the Youghal Vintage Club. All cars, tractors, motorbikes, you're welcome, but bring your owners and friends and family with them as well.
Exactly.
Fun for all the family. Liam, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Delighted to have been here. Thank you.
Continued success, and I'll try and get along to the fun day. I don't know if I'm a certain vintage to get in there, but look, I hope you'll have great fun anyway.
Yeah, we will indeed. It's always a fun day, and if the weather holds up, we'll be delighted as well.